The Mishnah ein in Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Zayin Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis. Mishnah over there goes through many things that are also because of Akum. And if you look at the underlined part, we bring the Rambam. The Rambam really bottom lines it for us. And one of the things over there is Shlokas. Shlokas is an item that is cooked by a guy. Yesham Dvar Macherim, Osroisim Chachamim, Vafal Pisha Ainli Yisurin Ikrim and Atera. There are other things that Chazal went ahead and asked in Macholas Asurus. This is a Rambam in Macholas Asurus. There are many things that are not kosher based on Torah law. And there are other things that based min Torah would be kosher. But Chazal were gozer on it. Kidei lehisrachek min ha'akum, in order to separate us from this, make sure that we do not assimilate with the goyim. Actually, sarvu behen Yisrael v'yavayu dechasnus, shouldn't chas v'shalom come to intermarriage. Ve'elu hein, and these are they. Asru lishtesim mahen, v'afil v'mokam she'ein lochash le'yayin nesach. You can't drink with them, even when there's no issue of yayin nesach. And there's a whole discussion really about sheikhar. Beer, whether or not you're allowed to, different types of beer, and we're not getting into that now. The Asru Lachol Piton, and you're not allowed to eat their bread. And everybody agrees Pasakum is Asr. This that we know some people are Makbid on Pas Yisrael, some people are not Makbid on Pas Yisrael. That's talking about Pas Palter or baker's bread. But a regular guy's bread that's baked in his house, we would not eat. Oy Bishulehen, or something that they cook. Even where there is no concern about Macholas Asuras, there's no chashash that maybe something treif is there, it's still usher to eat it. So the Rambam is clear that one is not allowed to eat something that is cooked by a guy. It's a Mishnah, Bishul Akum, even if there's no chashash of tarfas. The Rambam is clearly saying that it is linked to what? To chasnas. The Gemara doesn't say clearly what it is. The Gemara does say it by Pasakum, but the Rambam is saying it has to do with Chasnas. And there are Gemaras that are mashma like that. Rashi in the Mishnah indeed says that it has to do with Chasnas, the concern of intermarriage, that it will lead to intermarriage. However, Rashi in Daf Lamed Ches says a different reason. The concern is that if a guy is cooking it, he might end up putting some tarfus in there. Now, bottom line, there's a shaila whether or not to be chayshish for Rashi. What's the difference? There are a couple of pesachei tshuvas that talk about what happens if you have a Jew that is not from. So if you're concerned about isur chasnas, intermarriage is no chashash of intermarriage. If you're concerned, though, about him putting in something that's not kosher, then it would be an issue. Generally speaking, if that's the only concern, if it was mamash gzer, maybe it would be gzer. Generally speaking, we're not makbid on a not from person starting a fire or something like that. That's usually not a concern. There might be some that are makbid on it, but I think generally we're not makbid.
We are about yayin. That's about yayin?
Yes. If they touch the yayin, we're concerned. But the starting a fire, because over here most of them are saying that it has to do with the chashash of, and it might also have to do with the difference between what level mumer. But, okay.
I hope it isn't true. And some woman had a couple of cleaning ladies, who were Polish cleaning ladies. She had them stamp Polish and cleverly never let it be known. She always spoke in broken English. They worked in her house for quite a while. She overhears them one day in the kitchen talking to each other, saying, "This woman thinks she has a kosher house. Whenever I come in here, I smear a piece of bacon and everything I touch." And
yeah, I don't know if it's a true story or not. There's another one about the airplane. They have a book about these.
Yeah,
but they definitely, we're going to get to it.
It has to be true for it to realize that's a problem. That's okay.
We're going to get to it, though. Okay. Now, Reb Shlomo Zalman, it's Yedua from Reb Shlomo Zalman, where Reb Shlomo Zalman normally was not a kanoistic person at all. And this is from the most kanoistic lines I know of Reb Shlomo Zalman, that he attributed a lot of the intermarriage that goes on in America to the fact that America is very makel on Bishul Akum. And the truth is there are heterim that it's based on, and we're going to get to some of them later on, what the kashrus agencies are relying on. And Amir Tzachem, we'll get to that a little later. First, we're going to start. There are going to be 3 points that we're going to touch on, as the poster said. A cleaning lady, which is your topic. We'll get to that. Cleaning lady, cooking, number one. Number two, can you buy coffee at a gas station, or there are other stores that have coffee?
Airplanes.
What?
Airplanes.
Airplanes.
Oh. You want to go there?
Well, you want to stay here?
Let me just preface it with the following. If you leave in the middle, you'll end up with many more hummers. Okay. And finally, potato chips. And what the Shiloh, that's one of the classical cases of American kashrus with Bishul Akum, and we'll discuss that.
So we're not going to touch pasta?
We're not touching pasta today. No. I hope to touch all of this today. Okay. So the first one is, can a cleaning lady cook in the house? And I've heard people say, nice from people, say, my cleaning lady knows kashrus better than most people do. And so on and so forth. And so, do you have a concern, or better yet, even if you're around and she's cooking for you, is that an issue? Is it not an issue? How big of an issue is it? And it really splits into many different shilas, as we will see. So, first, let's start with the Shulchan Aruch, Simin Kuf Yud Gimel Sif Dalet. It's the underlined part in Sif Katan Beis. Yesh mi shemater b'shvachos shalanu. There are those that say that our maids are allowed to cook. There's no problem of Bishul Akum.
Without you being there?
We're not talking about that if you have a concern of tarfus. That concern about them smearing bacon, al pi halacha, you would not need to be concerned. If it's a completely kosher kitchen, and you trained her completely, and you're coming in and out, you're going shopping, and so on and so forth, al pi dinei classical kashrus, halavai, every place that we eat should have as good hashgacha as that. Now, we will get into a cleaning lady that has free reign in the house. That's a very different...
You have a camera in the house.
Yes. And most people that have had cameras have found that their kitchen is trafe. What? So now, yesh mi shematir b'shvachos shalanu, there are people that say that our maids do not have an issue of Bishul Akum. Some say that it is a problem. Vafilu b'di'evad. And even b'di'evad, if they cooked, it's a problem. Meaning, the food is treif. And more than that, as we will see, the kelim might be treif as well. And to be honest, this is one of my biggest concerns. Why I don't like to eat out at all is I can't be mavchan this person yes and this person not. But really, anybody that I have shaykhs to today, I'm not concerned about them buying treif meat. That's not the concern. The biggest concern is that some of them have cleaning ladies that cook, and their kelim might be treif. We'll see whether yes or not. We'll get into that. Ubidiyaved, yesh lismach adivrei matirim. Bidiyaved, you can rely on the matirim that is the Ramah. Nice and simple. V'afilu l'chatchilu noyigin l'hakol b'beis Yisrael sh'ashfachis v'avodim v'ashlom b'beis Yisrael k'yev sh'sholayechta echad min bnei abayis ma'at. And then the Ramah says, even l'chatchilu they can really cook because you're always going to have somebody else stirring the pot. They're not going to be the only cook. So that, all the place can say nowadays is not applicable. Because nowadays, that's talking about when there were people in the kitchen, there were 5 people in the kitchen, this one's peeling, this one's this, the soup is on the stove, so somebody else is going to come and stir it. Today, a cleaning lady's cooking. She cooked everything while the lady was at work. She comes back, her Shabbos is made, and takes all the compliments. You know, but that's basically what can happen. That certainly does not have the hetter l'chatchila. Certainly, I don't want to get off track. Let's stay on track. After we finish what we're doing, then we could try to go off track. If you can write down any shaila you have, and then we'll get to it after we finish the on track. So now comes a cleaning lady. So according to the Ramah, l'chatchila don't use a cleaning. A cleaning lady should not cook. B'di'evit, it's okay. So it sounds like b'di'evit, you're okay. But now let's look at the Shach. Again, the underlined part, the next underlined part, another line or two down. Shekinuya Islanu, the Malacha da Avad Avid Kechavim di Yisrael Hu, Umuzar Lav B'Shabbos Minatera, V'Lesse B'Chlal Avid Kechavim, V'Hilkach Lesse B'Chlal Gzeres Chasnas. Zakte Shach, and he's quoting over here from Rishonim, that the reason to be makel by a shivcha is because the shivcha belongs to the Jew. This is talking about when you bought an indentured maid. So she would belong to the Jew. There's a din, she's not allowed to do melacha on Shabbos. She's part of the Jew's possessions. So too, when she cooks, there were those that said that it's not a problem of bishulakim. Some said it is b'chol gzeres chasnas. Some said it's not b'chol gzeres chasnas. That was the shayla. And there the Rama is saying you could rely on it b'dievet. However, there's a problem with this. Ad kan lashon tshuvas Ramban she'evi beis Yosef. Dark Masha. Uvahanach shfachos mayri hamachaber. Aval loy b'shfachos shalonu shebarot tzeilu she'inkenu yislanu rak shniskuru l'shana. But not here in our country, in Poland or wherever it was, where you just get a cleaning lady for a year. You hire her for a year, you give her pay for a year. That type of thing where she doesn't really belong to you, she's not indentured, is not going to have this kula. They're allowed to do melacha on Shabbos, so on. This is that the Ramah says, that b'dievet you can rely on the matirim. It's not talking about our shvachas. You have to say he's talking about indentured maids as well, which is difficult because in the times of the Ramah in Krakow, you didn't have that. And this is what the Shach is grappling with. Or you might say that the Ramah holds that you can rely on Rav Avram, who is the Ravid, that says if a guy is cooking in a Jew's house, there's no chashash chasnas. There's no ister b'shalakam.
When we say chashash chasnas, what is the chashash? Like, what is... Is it because of chasnas, any type of cooking, a blanket rule, or it's... Because it's...
Simply, it does not go case by case. It's not like, well, this person anyway, I would never be able to marry.
But like, if they're cooking, like Mistama, it seems like the chashash chasnas is they're cooking for me. I'm eating at their house. Who knows what? But if
that's what it will lead to. But like every gezerah, the gezerah was on shlokas.
But
on
to make a differentiation between it's an indentured servant versus a hired servant, it seems like a very
no fine indentured line. Servant. He's shown by Shabbos loses their own identity. But they don't have their own identity.
But already, like that, I feel like that distinction. Why would that distinction make a difference?
Because he said that's considered shalonu. That's
so
considered.
If you're going to say a blanket
the Yisrael, it's a possession of Yisrael.
Like, hey,
no, because they don't have their own identity. But if you have a Goyish identity, they're not. What? Right. It's like. So Zakt, the Ravido, and that's the Das Rav Avram, says in Beis Yisrael you don't have to worry. Then he says, "Inami harav lo diktik bezed." The ikud milsa samachatayim at the yevshol yichata echad mebnei abayis mat. Or maybe he means like the rishonim that are saying that it's not a problem because other people are there and they're going to also be involved in the cooking, which is very difficult to say in the Ramah because the Ramah, the very next line says, "If that's the situation, then it's mutar l'chatchila." This he's saying is only mutar b'diavad. Va'ayim b'sevaheter shel marshal. This is where what you said would apply more. The Marshal argues that he doesn't like this pshat. And the Shach ends off, maybe the matter is going based on this. This is a different heter, that since they are hired to do their work, it is not out of Ritzayna Matayiv. They are not doing their own work because they want to do it. They're doing it because they're hired. They have to do it, Baal Karcham. So since they're doing it bal karchem, since they're doing it not on their own volition, there's no concern about kir vadas.
Well, if you have a thing, a little maid, okay? A little maid housekeeper. So from time to time, she also can cook something.
We're going to get to it. Okay. But we're going to get to it. Not getting off track. Yeah, I keep on trying. Very good, but we're mamish going to get to it. So, why was the Ramav Matir B'dievet? So he gives us four different reasons. Either it's talking about that they really were indentured maid. It's an indentured maid. Or maybe because in the Beis Yisrael, in the home of Yisrael, there's no concern about Bishul Akum. Or because it's talking about that there are other people in the kitchen and it's going to get stirred by other people as well. The other people involved in the cooking. Finally, the last svara is you don't need indentured. As long as it's a hired hand and they're cooking for you.
Extension of you?
It's not extension of you, but they're not doing it out of their own good grace. So then there's no concern about kir vadas. Correct. And it doesn't create any type of kir vadas. Probably create some enmity that this lady's bossing me around what to do. What? Okay. So now, first regarding the svara about in a Beis Yisrael, it's mutter. As long as it's in a Jewish home, it's okay. So this is really a Tosfos Daf Lamed Ches. In Gimel, we quote that. Look at the underlined part. Eimer Harav Reb Avram ben Reb David. That is the writer, that's Reb Avram that was quoted before by the Shach. Devadai shlokos asru chachamim kishaivir chavim evashlam bebeisai. Certainly, Bishul Akum is a problem if the guy is cooking it in his house. Avol kshum evashlam bebeisai shal Yisrael. But if he's cooking it in the house of the Yisrael, ein lachosh. Then there's no concern. Lo lachasnus, lo l'shem yachilenu dvarim tamerim. Because there's no concern, neither concern. Not the concern we said before from the Rambam about intermarriage, not the concern of Rashi in the Gemara of maybe he'll trafe it up. If it's in the house of the Yisrael, you don't have either concern. Again, there were other people around in the house typically. Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam did not agree with him. Rabbeinu Tam says there's no distinctions made. Once Chazal went ahead and said, Bishul Akum is Asr, Bishul Akum is Asr. You don't start saying, well, this case yes, this case not. Bishul Akum is Asr. There was a gzera on Bishul Akum. It's Bishul Akum, it's Asr. But then he throws in a svara because you have the svara also by a Jewish house, which we know to be true. So you see clearly he does not hold to the Ravid. What is the bottom line halacha? So in Dalad we mentioned it's the Taz, the Goyin, and others, and most of the contemporary Paiskim say, l'chatchila certainly, if there aren't other people cooking and stirring and whatever, l'chatchila certainly not. B'di'eved, you need 2 points in order to be matur b'di'eved. They say that it's a tziruf. You look at the guy and he says, b'tziruf. That there's a tziruf of 2 points on which the Rama was relying. Number one, this svara about they're forced to do it, they're hired to do it, they're not doing it out of their own grace, good grace. Number two, it's Bebeis Yisrael. You need both of those points. Now, I don't know, but maybe, just a svara, maybe the reason why they hold that you need the tziruf is because really we're concerned about both concerns. As Tosfos said, we're concerned about maybe it will be treif, and maybe there will be kiruv. There will be kiruv adas. And they hold that the good svar to get rid of the problem of kiruv adas is if they're hired. Then they're not doing it out of on their voluntarily, so then there's no chashash about intermarriage in that case. You have the second chashash. Maybe it will be treif, Beis Yisrael. But they definitely say that you need both in order not to treif it up with the Eved. Okay, so bottom line. Somebody calls and says, cleaning lady, give you a Pashtig example, a true example. We have a Goyish nanny that comes in and takes care of the kids, and we always have what she's supposed to serve them. Breakfast, she's supposed to give them cereal and milk. One time she decided she was going to give them a treat, so she made eggs for them. Now, let's assume these people don't have cheese, don't have meat, they're vegan, and so on and so forth. There's no issue of it being usher in that way. What's the story? First of all, what's the story with the eggs? Second of all, what's the story with the pot? So simply you would say, it's Beis Yisrael, this is hired help, it's not a problem. So I'm concerned in this situation. She was not hired to cook. She was doing that out of her own good grace. Over there, she was doing it because she wanted, there was a certain kirav hadas. I'm taking extra good care of your children. You didn't ask me to. Breakfast is, and very often people will ask the shayla this way, and I think they're trying to defend themselves, like she was never supposed to do this, and that's not what we have her for, and but she went ahead and did it. Oh, then you have a real problem. That's a bigger problem, because then she's doing it out of kirav hadas. So if it's out of kirav hadas, it's a problem. Would it trafe up the kli or not? It depends. If it's a kasherable kli, you should kasher it. If it's not a kasherable kli, the mechaber says you could do agol gimel pa'amim. You might not even need to do that in this case, but you might have enough tzirufin not to do that. But if it's kasherable pot, I would say go ahead and kasher.
Because there's a chashash that she did something trafe in it?
No chashash of trafe. They're a vegan house.
So still,
they don't have food. Forget about
so
kashers.
Still have a problem with the eggs? Still have a problem with the eggs?
Egg beaters, I don't know.
B'di'evit, we're not gonna. Yeah, b'di'evit. But a lot of the things we buy in stores.
You're kashering the pot. That's not. It's conceptually treif. It's not actually treif. Is that what we're saying? Meaning there's no treifus in it.
It's treif. It has blius of bishul akum.
Okay.
Bishul akum, and that's what we're gonna see.
No
tevelin because she wasn't paying it.
But the treifus is bishul akum.
Another situation, and this was a Lamaistik situation. This was the first time I got a shayla about this. And I actually spoke to Rav Grumer about it. And Rav Grumer in general, if you know him, he's not a big machmer. And over here, based on the Aruch HaShulchan, who goes clearly that you have to kasher, it's machlokes whether you have to kasher, he went mechumra. What was the case? There was somebody in town who was a ger. And his father would come to him to hang out with him, spend time with him. The one activity that they were able to do that his father really enjoyed doing, he would come to his house on Sunday. He was a bacher still. He would come to his house on Sunday and cook up a bunch of meals for him. He'd say, you get me all the kosher ingredients. Everything was kosher mahadrin, probably chol yisrael and everything. And he would cook up for him everything. And he wasn't concerned at all about him trafing anything up. He was really... You know, he wasn't trying to do anything with any malicious intent.
He's still a guy.
But Lamaisi is a guy. Over here, it was clearly the Kiruv of Hadas.
But there, he was in, I mean, maybe that case was in the kitchen, but I don't know. Wouldn't that be different?
No, he wasn't always in the kitchen.
Okay.
Right.
He was already self-supervised.
No, but even if he was supervised, let's say he was staying in a different room working on his notes or whatever it is. And he wasn't concerned. The kashrus was not the concern here, because he really had everything there, kosher, and it wasn't doing milchik and fleishik. That wasn't the issue. But the issue was bishlakim. Now you're right. If he's cooking together with him, you could be mekel. Maybe even the chatchila, but certainly b'diavad. Maybe even the chatchila. Even there are machlek sin, but certainly b'diavad you could be mekel. But this case, he was not involved in cooking together with him. In this case, it was b'beis Yisrael, but there was no. He wasn't hired. It was clearly the Kiruv Hadas. Rav Grumer said he has to kasher all his kelim. No, he wasn't trying not to upset. He was trying to stay connected. Yeah, that's why he's not going to make tarfus. But why is he there cooking? He's there cooking in order to build up friendship, to make a stronger connection. His son is not paying him. His son is not going to fire him. If not,
he likes his father to be there.
The Kiruv Hadas. That is Kiruv Hadas.
That's what makes it a problem.
Right.
If you hire a chef.
Okay, we'll take this afterwards, maybe. Okay, so that is the case with the cleaning lady. And just agav, what was mentioned before is very important. You really should have, there are a number of other shaylos. Ramosha has a chiddush of a sugya called Basar Shen Nesalim and Ayin. I know I've made the mistake at least two or three times years ago looking for the sugya of Basar Shen Nesalim and Ayin. There is no sugya of Basar Shen Nesalim and Ayin with regard to a goy. There's a sugya of Basar Shen Nesalim and Ayin with regard to an animal, a bird, bringing basar that you don't know where it's from, that it might have been trefa meat. There is a different sugya of shaleach biyad akum. That's a different sugya. Rav Moshe calls basar shen nesalim and ayin. Everybody refers to it as basar shen nesalim and ayin. It's Rav Moshe's sugya of basar shen nesalim and ayin, but Rav Moshe has serious concern about it. That, and this is really the biggest concern, when a cleaning lady knows that the house is hers, basically, from 9 to 5, you have to be very concerned. Because there's another item that they do very often. Lots of times they wouldn't cook for you. They got the message, you don't want them to cook, they won't cook for you. But they cook for themselves. Now, even if they won't bring in their own food, but if they make themselves eggs in my pot, that's mamish bishalakum. Because that's not being done with schirus or anything, that's out of the ritzonim. And it doesn't have to be cooked for a yid that it's a problem. Even if they're cooking for themselves, it's a problem. So that becomes real bishalakum, and again, the pot becomes treif. So cleaning lady is a real serious issue. Okay, now let's get to the coolest. And I don't have coolest in cleaning. But the evid we have, we said the basic case of cleaning lady, if somebody asked her to cook, they should make sure to turn on the fire. If they didn't turn on the fire, but the evid, that one would be okay, because then she's doing it because she's hired, and it's b'beis Yisrael. You have the two heterim together, but the evid, the Rama says you could be makel.
Would you? Is there always a chashash that they would, like, if it's not 9 to 5, they're there for 2 hours, and they have to clean, and there's no real time for them to cook. Is that a real chashash that is what you're worried about?
I don't want to get into case-by-case basis. There are many different scenarios and situations. The best thing as a blanket rule that I could say publicly is, I know we've had it in the past, sometimes some people aren't afforded this possibility, but really the best thing would be minimally that there should be somebody yetzev nichnas. Meaning, if they're working 2 hours, they know that she can come in at any point in time. It's possible that she would walk in at any time. Okay, so now we go to coffee. Are you able to buy coffee? And we're not getting into the whole Starbucks shiloh. There's the big Starbucks shiloh. Is anybody interested in the Starbucks shiloh?
Sure.
You are interested. Okay.
And I thought it was now closer because they mix the kalim and they put the flavored coffees and they now make trefa sandwiches. So the heter that there once was no longer is. So if you're talking about kulos, you know, yes.
Okay. So bottom line. Bottom line, I'm here staiti. If you go to a kiosk and you ask them, do you have a dishwasher? And they say they do not have a dishwasher. You have to ask them, how do you clean the brew basket? If they're cleaning it just with Urnex and washing it in the sink, then that's a clean-in-place cleanser. Then you are able to buy from Pike Place or the main things. Anything else I would not get involved with, even though some say espresso is good, I would be very concerned about any of the kalim or anything. But from the big, major coffee, I think that there is no problem at all, provided that they don't have a dishwasher. If they have a dishwasher, you have to ask them how they're cleaning the brew basket. The question, and I have asked some places that have dishwashers that still don't put the brew basket in the dishwasher. Other places do. It might depend on the size of the dishwasher. I don't know what it's totally in. But if the brew basket is going in the dishwasher, you have a problem. If the brew basket does not go in the dishwasher, just to get straight from the urn, you're okay. So you walked out with one cooler.
For us lower class people who only drink pink and donuts, how about that?
It's nish kafe. Okay.
Wouldn't that be the same question?
Yeah. Dunkin' Donuts, I believe, they say it's okay. I think they still say it's okay.
You see how they do it? They just put it in.
I think Dunkin' Donuts is okay.
Dunkin' Donuts in Chicago, but is that okay, man?
I would, no, I'm talking about, not the donuts. We're not talking about the donuts. Let's just clarify. But the coffee, I believe they say Dunkin' Donuts coffee is okay, but double check on Starkey website. But I think that Dunkin' Donuts is okay.
It's a process thing, maybe they just don't, that's not how they
do it. Right, it's done in a coffee maker that doesn't have a brew. Okay, weiter. So now, why isn't there a problem of Bishul Akum on coffee? Is there a problem of Bishul Akum on coffee? So Zok Tosis. Tosis talks about Shechar, and he's in the sugya really about where you're not allowed to drink beer in a goy's house. And there's a shaila whether it's talking about our beer or not. Again, we are not getting into that. But Zok Tosis, this is Eis Aleph in the cafe title. Ve'ein lesser shal tvua mishum mishulei akum k'moy silka v'daisa. There's no concern about Bishul Akum on beer that they cooked up the barley, the grain. The afa gafta loy chazi lachos kishuchai, even though if it was raw you can't eat the grain, it's still not a problem. Why the sphere like Yidach Lishna Derav, Dhamma Koshin, Oil al Shulchan Malachim, Ain by Mishum Shuliakim. It's not Oil al Shulchan Malachim, so it's not a problem. This is not Oil al Shulchan Malachim, it's not a problem. Now, coffee, coffee is Oil al Shulchan Malachim. Coffee of Vada would be a problem. Oil al Shulchan Malachim means you would serve it at a gourmet meal. It's a big machlik set of that's the way the Pesachim that I follow Taichit. No, he's saying even though by daisa you do have a problem, silk of a daisa you do have a problem. It is oil al shulchan malachim. But this daisa apparently they would have. That's what Tosis is saying. It's a type of mash grits something. No, see, he's not. He doesn't. He's not learning it that way. He's talking about silk of a daisa that is usher. He's saying ain lesser. Because this mash is not Eilal Shulchan Malachim. Or this beer might not be Eilal Shulchan Malachim. That's the Shaila had to translate it. Then he says that there's another reason also. Just as the Tevuah is bottled to the water, that you make a bracha on of shahakal on it, hachinami betelu leinyan biser iser bishul. So too, it's bottled to the mayim; it's flavored water. That is why you're allowed to drink beer. So this is like, according to the first reason, it has to be dafka something that's not al shulchan malachim. You take coffee; coffee is al shulchan malachim. Coffee very often at the end of a gourmet meal they'll serve coffee.
What about flavored coffee?
Well, you'll have the same machlekes. Same machlekes.
Bourbon and scotch, is there a Bishul Malachim? No?
We're not going into the beer and bourbon and scotch. That's a whole different shmooze.
If it's cooked and everything else, with the grain and everything else.
And it's mutter.
Yeah.
The question is why? Because it wasn't Eilal Shulchan Malachim or not? That's it. Okay. So Zuck, so if you look in Bishchei Tshuva, in the beginning of Simon Kuf Yud Dalet, he says the Berahetiv from Marit says that it is mutter, and this is a space, says that it is mutter. Just like Sheikhar is mutter, so too kaveh is mutter, coffee is mutter. If you look at the Pesach Tshuva, he continues though, and he says that his grandfather, the Panim Meiris, who he quotes very often, held that it's aser, because he was Cheshish for Tosis's first teretz of Oil al Shulchan Malachim. He held that's what you have to be concerned about, and since this is Oil al Shulchan Malachim, one is not allowed to drink coffee that was cooked by a guy. Any coffee that you get today was roasted, probably in Colombia, and that's one form of cooking. Then it gets cooked. If you're any place, it's going to be an issue. Any of these coffees. And now, Lamushal, somebody asked before about a plane. So, Bidyevit, there might be a term of Nice and Tam Lefgam. But I personally never like to take coffee from their thing because they're washing it probably in the same dishwasher as all their trefekalim. So what I usually do, if I'm flying on a plane, I bring a packet of coffee, and I asked them to give me hot water directly from the spigot into a paper cup.
Did you realize that they clean out the spigot's probably the same thing as anything else out there?
No, the spigot is a direct hot water line. Take a look on a plane at the...
Directly up to the little galley, you mean? That's where you get the water from?
They go to the galley.
No, you mean, but from the galley.
Oh, no, not this. No, from the spigot. Spigot. S-P-I-G-O-T. Freeze-dried is cooked.
Yes.
Freeze-dried is mamish cooked, yeah. And then it's it reforms into a dry.
There's no bishlach.
There's no bishlach habishlach on freeze-dried, maybe.
So then it's fine. But on freeze-dried...
No, but it's a problem. That first one was bishlach.
On freeze-dried in your hechsher, what are they doing? Aren't they...
Oh, so then nobody cares about bishlachim. Why not? So the answer is... Because the Maisa, even though the Pesachei Tshuva is machmer like the Panim Iris, you can be Megal. Because even the Pesachei Tshuva himself ends off Bal Nefesh Yachmer. He doesn't say it's Aser, he says Bal Nefesh Yachmer. And then come everybody else, Chachma Sadam, Aruch HaShulchan, many others, and they say, Anu Noyigin Lahakel, even a Bal Nefesh, the Eimba Mishum Kedusha, and so on and so forth, 100% Mutter, we assume, like the second Teretz of Tosfos, that it is Batal to the Mayim, there's no problem. And therefore, hot chocolate, provided that the chocolate itself was a kosher chocolate, would not be a problem. Tea would not be a problem. Any of these items are not a problem. Now, obviously, to get it in their kelim, you have tarifus issues. Anything like that is going to be a tarifus issue. But as far as buying a cup of coffee in a Dunkin' Donuts, or any brewed gas station, you get a brewed coffee, or you're at work, and you take a brewed coffee, and you know that they're just washing out that glass carafe in the sink, there's no problem, and it is all mutter.
Does a microwave count as bishul? Does an air fryer count as bishul?
What's the second one?
Air fryer got very popular these days. It uses heat instead of oil to make french fries.
These are all major shilas. We are machmer on them generally, but there are big machlekes in Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman on a lot of them. Okay, so that's the coffee situation. And finally, just spend a few minutes on potato chips.
Any gas station you have to ask them to the dishwasher. Most gas stations now have more than just coffee. If it has anything more than coffee.
Right, so when they have more than that, so for example, very good, Shiley, if you're going from here to New York, they have these big urns. So I will ask them, how do you wash out what's, you know, the brew basket or whatever it is? Most of the time, they're either washing it in the sink with like a disposable washcloth, no problem. Even if it wasn't disposable, it's nice and tamal fakam already beforehand, it's not really a problem. Or they're using a cleaning in place process, which is again not a problem.
You're talking about when it goes into a thermos too sometimes, where they have a thermos sitting there.
If it's a separate thermos, you have to ask them, what do you do with the thermos? If they're putting the thermos into the dishwasher, whenever I go to a gas station, I always ask them these questions. And if they put it into a dishwasher, then you should be careful. Because in the dishwashing process, there's a concern about it becoming treif before the soap gets released, and you have a heter of nice and tam of gam.
So you can believe the...
Messiah Lafi. I'll be honest with you, I think it's pashut that you can believe them if you know how to ask it, because most of them want to say it goes in a dishwasher. Because they're trying to show you how clean they are. Would want to say that it goes in a dishwasher. If they're saying it didn't go in a dishwasher, they're being honest. They're not interested in telling you, I went into the sink and took a paper towel and cleaned it out. They want to tell you, yeah, it's sanitized totally, it's kosher, it went in the dishwasher. Okay.
What percent do you get that you can actually drink in these places?
90, upwards of 90%.
Never me.
Okay.
That would be coffee.
No? Yeah, okay.
Quick question, the coffee. I mean, maybe those days it was you know, black water, but today it's coffee.
They say, the Aruch HaShulchan says clearly, and I think Chacham Sadam also, Aruch HaShulchan for sure says hot chocolate. Now, hot chocolate was never just... coffee, you might be right, in the mirror they had a couple of drops of tobacco in there.
In the old days, they drank boats, they drank mud. Yeah. Real coffee.
Right, Turkish coffee.
Yeah, Turkish coffee. Yeah, real coffee. Much
more right, than you're right.
The American coffee, the entire rest of the world laughs at us because they say you're drinking colored water.
Colored water.
Okay. Weiter. The last thing is a potato chip, Shiloh. The potato chip shaila is a classical case where American kashrus industry accepted something and it has become minhaga ilo. There are certain chidushim in it. If you look at Rav Belsky, though, Rav Belsky is fire that it is 100% mutter. But whenever somebody's screaming so loud, you know, I just saw yesterday, I saw yesterday a gewaldige line that Rav Moshe once said, somebody wrote, Rav Garfunkel has spoken about this, somebody wrote a sefer in the early 70s against Rav Moshe's psakim, Chutzpan Yaka, Mamasha Garnish. He wrote a whole sefer cursing out Rav Moshe, calling Rav Moshe Machal Shabbos. Mamish, not normal. Mamish, terrible, terrible. And that's why most people don't even know about the Sefer at all, because it was basically buried. It was gotten rid of. So somebody once asked Rav Moshe, like, how did this happen? He said, I'll tell you the truth. I hardly know this individual. He came to speak to me one time, and I did a chesed for him. But I didn't realize it was such a big chesed that he would be so angry at me. Such a thief of art. So now, here's the potato chip shiloh. If you look at Rabbi Yaakov Sefer on Yoredei, now, it's not 100% reliable because it's not Rabbi Yaakov writing it. It's a ha'ara on the bottom. The notes themselves were never published by Rabbi Yaakov. They were his personal notes, and the ha'aras on the bottom, I don't think they're from Rabbi Yaakov. They're from Piyashmua. He said potato chips are asr. Why? Because potatoes are oil al shochem lachem. One of the conditions you need in order to be usher for bishul akum, there are two conditions. Number one, it has to be something that is not eaten raw. Number two, it has to be something that is fit for a gourmet meal. Potatoes are fit for a gourmet meal. So you cut them thin, so now it's going to be mutter. Who cares? Now, there are many that argue that if frying potatoes is never going to be fit for a gourmet meal, so frying potatoes is not a problem. You could make something else out of potatoes, that doesn't make a difference. You see this in the Ramah in Siman Kuf Yud Beis, where he speaks about rice bread. He says there's no problem with bishul akum on rice bread. It's not pas akum because it's not pas, it's not kamashus mine dagon. And there's no problem with bishul akum because it's not alal shochem lachem. You look in the shach there, even though rice itself can be alal shochem lachem, but in the form that it's baked, it's not a problem.
So rice here, cakes don't have to be...
Rice cakes are ear popped. That's much more lakula even.
Yeah, but
really?
Yeah.
What's bishul?
They're not bishul akum when you buy.
Why do they have that?
Oh, some of them are. Maybe. What?
What's bishul about potatoes?
It's fried, right? Any, right? So now, so there are two possibilities here with the potato chips. If there is no such thing as frying anything, and I believe Rav Belsky is assuming this in Shulchan Alevi. If there is no such thing as frying potatoes and serving them at a gourmet meal, then you have much more room to be makel, because the frying process is not an issue. I don't know if that's true. Meaning, if you have like chashuva steak fries, not potato chips, I don't know if that's not served at a gourmet meal. I don't know. In a steakhouse, they definitely would serve it. Freedom fries, whatever. So those type of things can be. He says roasted potatoes are not really fried, they're only fried at the end. That's true on roasted potatoes, but real steak fries are fried mitchilah v'ad seif. So I don't know if the metzius is true. If it is fried and olal shochem lachem, you have a much more serious issue, because then you have the svara, who cares if it's thin or thick? So he did it in a way. The potato chips are sliced thin. That way it's not olal shochem lachem. What?
It's sliced thin, so what? It's cooked in
so it's fat. Not olal shochem lachem. It's not a gourmet food.
So it's kettle cooked potato chips.
Yes.
So they're sold kosher everything else.
That's what we're talking about.
That's what the rabbi's talking about.
Kettle cooked tack fried.
Same thing. Same thing. It's all marketing. It's all
oil there. It's not oil. Kettle cooked
is fried.
Yes.
It's marketing. Okay. So now, bottom line is, many are makel though on this svara. This svara about it being thinly sliced, and this item not being olal shochem lachem, and you go with the way it's being cooked, is definitely a big kula. That many are saying, the minhag of America is to be makel on it. The shul does not allow non-Bishul Yisrael potato chips because the shul has to be able to serve for everybody. It has to be that everybody can eat it, that you're not being semech on kulis. But be'etzem, the minig olam is to be mekel. I'm not going to argue with that the minig olam is to be mekel. Pringles is a bigger shayla. I always thought Pringles was less of a shayla until about 5 years ago. Because Pringles is really all ground up and it's potato flour. They take potato flour, they reconstitute it and turn it into beautiful chips. But the truth is that Rebelsky is more concerned about Pringles because when you are cooking it, you're making it into potato flour. At that point, it's Eilal Shulchan Melachim because very often they'll take potato flour and make nice mashed potatoes and serve it at a gourmet meal. That's the way commercially they'll make mashed potatoes. So that is a bigger concern. However, there's a different reason to be mekel that many are semech on, some are machmer on, but there's more reason to be machmer perhaps than the potato chips, maybe yes, maybe not, is that the cooking process is steaming. The olam asked before, are all cooking processes part of bishul akka? So cooking, frying, all that definitely is. Smoking is not. So there's a shaila about kitur. It's a big shaila whether or not steaming is a problem. This is one of the shailas that came up with regard to the tuna, that the steaming of OU tuna fish, they are mekel on steaming. It's interesting, I think they quoted a Minchas Yitzchak with regard to this. But so bottom line, again, cleaning ladies, be extra careful. B'di'eved, it's a shaila, depending on the situation. Was she hired to do that? Was she not hired to do that? Definitely also bear in mind, even it's a different shaila if she didn't cook in the house. If you were making a simcha someplace in a hall in Huntington Green Party Center and you had a cleaning lady come over and she was cooking over there, that could be a bigger shaila because that doesn't have the heter of Beis Yisrael. You don't have that tzirf. Coffee. I don't know if it's your place. You have rights to use it right then. Okay, maybe. I'm not sure for this you would be able to use it. I hear. Number two, coffee, you can go ahead and drink, provided that there's no kashrus shayla. And number three, potato chips, minig ha'olam is lahakel. Certainly on regular potato chips, minig ha'olam is lahakel. There is a reason to be machmer. Don't look at the person that's being machmer as being meshugah.
I understand something. I mean, in the case of potato chips, everything's in a bag and it's got a kashrus or doesn't have a kashrus.
Oh, so we'll just end off with your Ramosha. Ramosha says, if you look at the last underlined thing, Aleph under Chatife chips, Bidvar potato chips, Im Yeshbu Iser Bishul Akum, Kishiyadur Shuhu Bishuman Kosher, if you know that it was in kosher oil, Im Hayidiyahu Alide Ashkacha Sodom Yerushamayim, if you have a good Ashkacha, you can rest assured that he's making sure there's no issue of Bishul Akum. So there's a whole shaila what Ramesh was talking about that he thinks was Eilal Shulchan Melachim. Again, but
it sounds like for him there's such a thing as potato chips that are not bought in a bag. That's not what they have.
Any potato chips we are buying in a bag that have an OU and do not have some Hamish Ashkacha, they are not makbid on Bishul Yisrael. OU will tell you, it's in their recorded Pesachim. They are going with Rebelsky 100% that there is no issue of Bishul Akum on potato chips. Because it's not Eilal Shulchan Melachim. The shaila is, would Ramosha hold that our potato chips has a problem? So that's why Rebelsky says that somebody presented him potato chips which were French fries. Whatever, I ain't shocked. Okay.